This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We can't let atrocities like we all witnessed, and you can see that, and it's horrible. We can't let that happen.
All right, that's the president, and he's talking about Syria. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we start with what's the buzz in your backyard and mine, a lot of people are actually talking about the latest gas attack. It's so horrific for any of us to hear any of these details. But there is news of an attack again on the people in Syria. Very grim. And it's this conflict, apparently, that began as a peaceful sort of uprising against President Assad's regime. Now it's escalated into this crazy, wild, full-scale civil war, and it's become one of the deadliest, let's face it, using the extreme of slaughtering people with gas. Sick. So 7 years of just relentless pounding and bloodshed, just awful. There's a serious economic crisis, and part of that, with the sort of authoritarian rule that Assad has, it's led to protests and the killings of hundreds of protesters and people being thrown in prison and whatnot. And we certainly know the uprisings, called the Arab Springs, and they were happening across the Middle East, and that intensified. And so if we wanted to just look at numbers, the numbers tell you the whole story. I want you to think about this for a second and imagine if this were the United States. 400,000 Syrians have been killed. That's just an estimate. Could be more, could be less. So half of Syrians, 20 million pre-war population, totally displaced. And then you look at 5.5 million Syrians have fled abroad, 95% of them in five countries. So Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, Egypt, I mean, just brutal. Of Syrians, 10 million children, 8.6 million are in incredible need of assistance. I mean, I could go on and on and on about this, but it's just a twisted, sick, awful thing that happens thanks to the craziness of Bashar Assad. And the Syrian conflict is not going to end until this guy steps aside, let's face it. He's not going to step aside. I don't think he's going to choose to be exiled. But if something isn't done, it's going to continue to escalate in this same manner. So it means dead people is what it means, the innocent people. And picture that being the United States. I mean, you can't even picture it, right? And that's the upshot of that. You can't even imagine it. Can't imagine it. So while that's happening and the president reacted, you heard him, we can't allow that to happen. He's absolutely right. We can't. There is no line in the sand. There is no motivation moving things around. There is a punch in the gut, and that's what has to happen in Syria. So while all of the pieces of that puzzle with the tricky sands of the Middle East are constantly going on, how about the FBI agents? They raided the New York offices of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, and attorney Stephen Ryan, because every attorney has an attorney. Attorney Stephen Ryan, who represents Cohen, confirmed, yeah, they did do that. That was part, they acted in part on a referral by special counsel Robert Mueller to the federal prosecutors in New York. So it was related to issues, I guess, separate from Mueller's investigation into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 elections, our elections. So it was something else. And his attorney, Cohen's attorney, and follow the pieces again. Cohen is the attorney for the press. He's represented by this other attorney. So his attorney said, look, these actions, inappropriate, unnecessary. It results in the unnecessary seizure of protected attorney-client communications. between a lawyer and his clients. So where does that go? Trump's lawyer is trumped in this crazy kerfluncle of this wild investigation that continues to roll on, to roll on, and to roll on. The president said at the White House, it's a total witch hunt. It's an attack on our country in the true sense, what we stand for, and he is smashing Attorney General Jeff Sessions, reiterating that he would have never appointed the former Alabama senator if he had known that Sessions would recuse himself from the Russia inquiry. He said he made a terrible mistake, and it led to Mueller's appointment. And Trump said that a lot of people are telling him, you need to fire him. And then he said, we'll see what happens. So this is just another, I think, nail in the coffin of Mueller, probably getting dumped from all of this, because eventually, now with the rifling through the attorney's office, all those dominoes are going to start to fall. Because remember, Cohen said he wasn't reimbursed by the Trump campaign or the Trump organization, and President Trump denied knowing anything about a payment of that $130,000 to the porn star Stormy Daniels. And so if this had nothing to do with the Russian thing, we would assume something would have to do with this. So if Cohen, his attorney, used his own money and acted without the president's knowledge, it could be considered an illegal contribution to Trump's campaign, and then that would put him in legal jeopardy. So if you check this, legal ethic rules under, bars attorneys basically, from settling a claim without their client's knowledge or using their own money to fund settlements. So where does this end up? Does the lawyer end up taking a fall? Does anything even happen? Because obviously, to make this kind of a move at this high of a level where they're raiding separate privileged communications between attorneys and their clients, what is this? How are they doing this? What does this relate to? So you would assume, and I think this is an assumption that's probably right, it has to do with the whole Stormy Daniels thing and has nothing to do, and they've already said that, with the whole Russia thing. So nothing to do with that, all to do with Stormy Daniels. Wow. Crazy. And by the way, since we're going to do the trifecta thing, what comes out of Washington rolls over the rest of us. So this U.S.-China trade deal, China is considering all options in this trade war. So they're prepared to fight if this full-scale thing happens, right? And that would impact billions of dollars in trade. Billions of dollars in trade. So follow the bouncing ball on this. I'm going to give you a car example. When a car is sent to the U.S. from China, there's a tariff. It's 2.5%. And that even the president tweeted this example. When a car is sent to China from the United States, there's a tariff that has to be paid of 25%. Does that sound like something anybody wants to be involved in? No. Stupid trade. And that means it's going to happen for years. And this means now there is a big pushback on this. Especially when you look at the differences of the economy. China's smaller economy to ours, $12.1 trillion. Our economy, $19.8 trillion. Wow. Hang through, surprises on the flip side. See you there on America Tonight.
I had a dream last night. It almost turned me white. I dreamt that pigs and roosters rode on trees.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, we're bouncing back over the fence and headed toward 95, down toward Washington, D.C. again. Tom Squitieri joins us from Talk Media News. Hey, Tom, thanks for coming on with us.
You're very welcome. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Good to have you aboard. So I was talking about this whole thing with Stormy Daniels, lawyer, talking about deposing Donald Trump and Michael Cohen, and the FBI racks his office, Donald Trump's lawyer's office, and they said it had nothing to do with Russia, supposedly. So it has to do with this $130,000 payment, correct? And what do you know about that?
That's true. It has to do with the payment because on the surface, the payment is possibly campaign finance violation or bank fraud. And that is, of course, a standalone crime, irregardless of the whole Russia probe that Mueller is investigating. As you probably know by now, how it came down was Mueller picked up some information in this area, and he passed it along to the prosecutors in New York City. They're the ones who made a determination that there may be a case there, and they're the ones that sought the search warrant, and that's what happened today. So it's like you or I working on a story, and people know we're in the news business, and they come to you or I and give you that's an idea for a story. That story idea is something we can't handle, but somebody else in our news organization would be better qualified to handle it. We pass that information on to that other reporter. So in a sense, remember, Mueller works for the Justice Department. People tend to think that he's out there by himself because he's the special prosecutor, but he's an agent and employee of the Justice Department, so he works within the Justice Department. This is normal procedure, but the Trump people are making it out like it's a witch hunt, in the words of the president.
Yeah. But you know this is like a wild soap opera, especially when you involve a porn star and everything else in between. So this story's not going away. This is going to keep circling around like a wild tornado over D.C., isn't it, for a while?
Oh, it sure is. And having covered the Clinton administration scandals, one of the lessons I took away from those years is covering that story is the following. That is, never underestimate how something that seems on the surface to be kind of an insignificant thing, or, oh, how, why is that so important? That often leads to the larger charge and larger issues for, in this case, the president. Ergo Monica Lewinsky, which is a big deal, had nothing to do with the Whitewater probe that started the special counsel back there, but it eventually led to the articles of impeachment against President Clinton. I'm not saying that's going to happen here for President Trump. I'm just saying that nothing is so minuscule that it cannot be the trigger that leads to larger things. So the affair or the incident with the Stormy, people could dismiss it as just bad behavior by the president, hush money by the president, whatever they want to say. But those are the kind of things that trigger other revelations and other information.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the biggest stories, certainly heading into the week, is this chemical weapon use again in Syria. You know, the estimates from the United Nations, Tom, you know this, are like 400,000 over the last couple of years have been killed. So what's, and the president said this can't stand. What happens here? What's going to be the U.S. response, or what's being talked about?
It's a really tragic situation. That puts it mildly. The fact that so many civilians have been caught in a civil war that, if you remember, began as a peaceful protest against Assad policies in Sweden, it just escalated to a civil war, tapping into the frustrations of many Syrians at the time. We're now in year 8 of the fighting over there. The chemical attack that apparently occurred over the weekend, I always say apparently because as a reporter for so many years, I always look for more certainty in these incidents. But judging from those who have been treated by international humanitarian organizations, they show signs of being exposed to chemicals. On Sunday, President Trump spoke with his counterpart in France, and they pledged to have a united response if indeed it was proven it was a chemical attack. So I'm looking that between 24 and 48 hours, we'll probably see a response from the United States, France, perhaps Great Britain. And I would think that would be in the form of some type of air or missile strikes. This morning at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Mattis, who is not really one to reveal anything at all, was asked if what's off the table, can you rule out taking action? And he said, quote, I don't rule out anything right now. That, for him, is very strong words. So I do believe that we'll see some kind of response by the West. Now, this is a little counterintuitive, perhaps, but I always wonder who would do this and why. Like, who would launch a chemical attack? What's the motives, and what do they hope to get out of it? And I haven't really answered that yet, and I haven't seen anything that tells me why Assad would do this. He's winning the war against the rebels. My only guess is he's such a bad person. He's such a dictator and ruthless individual that he wants to impress upon those who are still resisting not to mess with him because he'll do anything, if indeed that's the motivation behind it.
Yeah, wow. Great reporting there, Tom, especially Mattis. That's some inside baseball because, you know, as you said, strong words from him, so we'll see what happens in the next 24, 48 hours. Now, while that's going on, what's really huge is what the groundwork's going to be for this U.S.-North Korea summit. What do we know what's happening there as far as that?
That has to be one of the most surprising things I've been following, the information on that summit. It does appear like a summit is on track to occur in late May or early June between President Trump and the head of North Korea, Kim Yejung. It's one of those things that would have been inconceivable even 6 months ago. And you could probably hear my surprise in my voice. There have been fairly high-level talks going on between North Korea and the United States to set the parameters and prepare for a summit. That is not unusual in advance of any summit, even between friendly countries. But this is, of course, extraordinary because of the nature of the two countries seeking the summit. I find a couple of things fascinating. One, North Korea is trying very hard to play nice in the lead up to the summit. They have not criticized the annual war games that are now taking place with South Korea and the United States on the Korean Peninsula. Last year, they would be saying how provocative they are and a danger and all this harsh language. Silence on them. Haven't said it. They're going ahead with the summit without insisting that those games be stopped, as if they weren't there. Second, they have agreed to the topic of denuclearizing the peninsula, which, of course, is essentially a precondition the United States was demanding, and that most people thought that they would never even consider talking about. Now, here's the one that really gets me. They really want to host the summit. In other words, they want to have the summit in their capital, which to me is somewhat mind-blowing, the idea of an American president flying to the capital of North Korea for a summit with the North Korean leader. I'm skeptical that America would agree to that for both PR reasons, the huge, tremendous thing. And also, from the very practical safety point of view, do you want the president of the United States in the capital of an enemy country?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we're speaking with Tom Squidieri, Pentagon correspondent, Talk Media News. Tom, before we let you fly, what's it like working at the Pentagon, going in and out of there? I mean, that's the big old secret building. It's pretty tough to get it. Like, you need a crowbar to pry information out of those guys in the Pentagon.
I tell you, I love it. I covered it once before, and one of the many things I like about covering the Pentagon is there's always an abundance of stories to ferret out if you can do it, and it takes some time, but they're worthwhile. But overall, I like it because most of the people there are extremely nice people. It's refreshing in Washington, which is a town not always known for its niceties among people who work here. People really care about the country. They work hard. They're eager to help up to a point. In other words, up to the point that their jobs permit them to help. And it's just a delight to go there. People shake their heads when I say that. And the people, the other reporters who cover the Pentagon, it's a great bunch of individuals that are dedicated to our craft. As I said, I covered it once before, and I returned earlier this year. And there's a gap of several years between these two stints. And the guy, the civilian guy who sort of runs the area that credentials the media and other things like that, I went over to say hello, and he looked up at me and said, "Tom, that was an awfully long lunch you took." He just didn't even miss a beat. It was just as if I had been there every day and been working with him. It's just a great group of people. I've covered a lot of different things as being a reporter in Washington, and it is one of my favorites. But it's tough. You know, it's tough to get information all the time. There's always more to the story, even among the people who get down in the weeds on weapon systems and know that stuff better sometimes than the Pentagon people themselves. It's a tough job, but it's a measurable job. You know when you have the right story, which, again, is often elusive in Washington.
I love that. Tom Squidieri, fun to have you on Talk Media News. Great job. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a great one.
You too. Coming up next, the other. Rumor is he's going to be here for two segments on America Tonight. Don't miss it. That's up next here on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
That means my hubs, Paulie J, joins us in the studio to talk about what's happening in our life and to jaw about things that all of you might be talking about. Right, Paul?
Why are you so possessive?
What do you mean, why am I so possessive?
Because whenever I come in here and get in your office supply tray, it drives you crazy and you just go berserk.
Okay, so let me paint the picture because this is radio. He comes into the office. Come on, guys, you can relate to this. He comes into the office and he's rifling through everything. So there is a tray. It's got pens in it. It has an earpiece. It's got a camera. It has a recorder, a badge in it, and some other things. And that's what he does. It's kind of annoying. It's like a kid where you're just touching everything on the desk. And I'm not actually possessive, so that's weird that you think that.
There's nothing of real value in there.
I know, but it's just annoying because you're shuffling things around. Does that make sense while I'm talking?
What things annoy you?
What things annoy me about you? Or just in general?
Sure, if that's where you want to go.
No. No. What things annoy me? Oh. You know what? I'm a really easy person, actually. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10...
So I just get the brunt of it?
Yeah, 10 being the easiest. I'm like a 10. I'm easygoing with everything. I think when I need quiet, when somebody is constantly... Like, you have that compulsive behavior sometimes where you bang something. You know, you bang a pen, you play with a cap, whatever it is. And you do that, and that's annoying. Or you have a thing that you do with your foot on that expensive table that where you, you know, kick it with your flip-flop, your dirty flip-flop. So that would be annoying.
Okay.
What annoys you about me? And be careful.
Possessiveness.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I do not have possessiveness. How often do you drive my car and do other things? I don't even care.
Do we have assigned seats in the house?
You assigned the seats, not me. You like to sit on the love seat. I like to sit on the bigger couch.
Wrong.
Oh, boy. America, do you deal with this? I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about what we did over the weekend. One of the things that I did, this was a girls' night out, so you didn't go to this, but I went axe throwing with my girlfriends. No turkeys were killed when we went out axe throwing in the neighborhood. I'm saying axe like Paul Bunyan axe. You know, don't ask me now, ask me later. And it is actually this really cool thing where you go, it's like now escape rooms are big. And you and I have done escape rooms before, or we did one together. You go to this place and it's you learn how to throw an axe. And there's a board and it's almost like darts, but you're throwing an axe. And they teach you to use two hands and throw it, and I could not hit anything. It was just banging around all over the place. I just couldn't hit anything. In fact, if you go to Kate Delaney Speaker on Instagram, you'll see me throwing the axe, and it bounces off of the board. I hit it once out of the whole time I was doing the two hands. And then I asked him if I could throw it one-handed, and he said yes, and I threw it one-handed, and I started to hit everything. So wonder why that is. I think I just am stronger with one hand.
I don't know, but I just came up with a term for you.
What's the term?
Groupon hipster.
I'm a Groupon hipster. Why am I Groupon hipster? Because I used a Groupon, a Living Social, whatever.
Yes.
I'm a humorator. Remember, content humorator.
Okay. If you say so.
Okay. So it was really fun, actually. Went with a couple of girlfriends. I called them the Dog Park Girls, and they loved it. And this was spur of the moment because I had a coupon that I was going to use for some other people, and they spurred it. They didn't even have any reaction when I gave it as a gift. So I was like, you know what? This thing is going to expire if I don't use it.
Because you're a middle-aged hipster, and you're not acting your age.
Middle-aged hipster. So in your 40s, you're a middle-aged hipster?
That's right.
Wow. All right. Nice. But you like that I'm that way. That's a positive in your column.
Yeah, but I can still make fun of it.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. It's not that. It's that some people listening can maybe relate to this. We're doers. We like to do things. So if we want to go axe throwing because it's a cool thing to do and we think it's fun, we'll go do it. We don't have any reservations about it or glow-in-the-dark bowling or whatever. I mean, you live one time. No turkeys were injured, I swear.
I recall doing that one time in my grandma's backyard in a small town.
Okay, I have to say it was fun, and I know in other parts of the country, as you're listening, if you look this up on whatever search engine you use, I bet you they may have axe throwing, and I think it's kind of a popular thing now, I don't know. There's only two places in all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so it's not like wildly, it's not like bowling or tennis or whatever, but it's cool.
Was it empowering, though?
Yes, because it was like a good workout, because it's upper body workout, you're chucking an axe as hard as you can at a piece of wood. So it was, I can see how people, guys that chop wood in the old days, chopping wood forever, your muscles would have to, you'd have to get muscles for that. It's hard. Have you ever chopped wood?
I have.
And how hard is it?
it gets pretty tiring pretty quick.
Yeah, and so throwing these axes, we could definitely feel it. There's no question about it. All right, heading into the weekend, I also had a speech at a really cool place called Tetra Pak, and it's this multinational food packaging and processing company, and they brought in engineers and marketers and all kinds of people from all over the world, really. A lot of them were from Brazil or Panama, South America, etc. And I did a speech on disruption, and it was really fun. And I came back and I was all excited, and I told you know, all about it, Paulie, remember? And describe for the listeners the water packaging. They have these cool renewable packages. They have B2B clients and stuff, and it's the thing they gave me, one of the things they gave me is this thing called Just Water, and Will Smith's son endorses it.
It's a water bottle made with paperboard, and I think the material that looks like plastic is actually sugar cane, molded sugar cane. So that's pretty cool technology.
It is pretty cool technology. Don't bump the mic. That's a hint for when you're in the studio.
It was the giant water bottle you handed me.
Water bottle, it's not a bottle. It's that packaging you described, that sugar cane packaging.
Well, it kind of
it's
feels
like a milk carton.
It kind of feels like a bottle when you pick it up.
Yeah, but you thought it was pretty neat when I told you about that company, what they do.
I did.
And they have there's all kinds of food that they package. And this Tetra Pak was created back in the 50s. And it was, they produced things like paper packaging for groceries, like dry staple goods, I guess. And then they were trying to find a way to prepackage liquids like milk and cream, and they spent a ton of money developing some kind of packaging so that they could come up with something that was safe but used a minimum amount of material, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I think I remember the milk cartons as a kid. When you turned them over, I think they were sometimes Tetra Pak.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's globally, they operate globally, so they're all over the place. But anyway, it was just fascinating for me to see what they do and see how they do it and how their, I guess their most popular product is the Tetra Brick Aesthetic, which has been selling since the 70s, and it's that carton bottle for milk. So just a little bit bigger than the bottle of water, the carton of water that that you were holding. And theoretically people are listening to us describe this because we're of course doing radio, but I think it's pretty fascinating stuff. Also over the weekend, you're not a huge sports fan, but you kind of got hooked into the Masters.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if Spieth was going to win and how Tiger Woods was doing since he's trying to make a comeback now, so.
And Tiger Woods shot a good final round. He made the cut, but he was way down in the lower part of the pack. He saved himself a little bit on the last day versus what he had shot in the 70s, the other 3 days. But the winner was Patrick Reed, and there was a lot of noise against him on Twitter because people were rooting for Spieth or somebody else. They were rooting for Ricky Fowler, who I like, the kid with the big, he wears the hats that has the big lid on it, and he came pretty close. He made a big charge, but that course is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I read something today, cause I don't really follow golf, but Patrick Reed is kind of like golf's villain. I didn't know that because he hadn't talked to his family since 2012, and his family came to a tournament a while back, and his wife asked the family to leave and had them escorted out by security. And so there's some stuff going on. I'm sure we'll find out now that he's won the Masters more about that. But that was kind of a surprise to me to read that because I don't really follow golf.
Yeah, how about that? That is unusual. You're right. But he did win, and he won his third tournament on the PGA Tour at the age of 24. So here he is again winning the green jacket. That's huge to win a major at the young age that he is in his 20s. Back on the flip side with more with the other here on America Tonight.
You got to be genuine. You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
All right, time for the double dip segment of The Other. Paulie J still in the studio joining us for a little more because you just can't get enough of him. And when he bounces out for a week, you want more. So thanks to all the emails, I decided he would do two segments with us tonight. And Paulie J does not like coffee, which coffee I love. And I've found out statistically that 64% of people like to have at least one cup of coffee a day. And being from South Jersey, I'm a fan of Wawa, but we live in an area where there is no Wawa. It is a convenience store that's popular in the Northeast, although they have them in Tampa and a few other places. People have written to me about that. They're opening a few more, but not pretty much keeping it just in that South Jersey, kind of Maryland area, and also in Tampa. So they're going to give away free cups of coffee. They're going to give away more than 2 million cups of coffee to their customers. Any size coffee free throughout the entire day on Thursday to all stores.
That's great. I just wanted to say you're pretty high class. I just got out of your fainting couch here in the office, and it was very comfortable.
Whatever.
Pretty classy for a Jersey girl.
So how come you don't drink coffee?
I do drink coffee occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, in our whole marriage, 11 years. How long have we been married? 11 years?
My grandpa used to drink a thermos full of coffee on, like, the hottest day, Texas summer days, out at the farm, his little gentleman's farm when I was a kid, and I'd go visit him. And I just, when it's hot out, it's counterintuitive, but it is wise to drink hot beverages. But I prefer to drink cold beverages on a hot day because that's just the way I roll.
So, first of all, what's a gentleman's farm? What does that mean?
It just means it's not a full-on giant working ranch. It was 25 acres of land.
Well, 25 acres is a lot. Did you ever work on his farm? What did you do?
Well, 25 acres is not a lot for where we live around this area.
What did you do on the farm? Did you help him ever?
Yeah, during the summer he had a few dozen head of cattle, and then my grandma had a garden that was about an acre, and she would plant different things. Watermelon. One year she planted potatoes. Those were incredibly awful to dig up. They kill your back digging up potatoes. So, yeah.
So you did the potatoes? How many potatoes did you dig up?
I have no idea. I just remember I was in pain after that.
And how about anything with hay? Did you do any hay rolling?
We baled hay all the time, yeah.
What's that like? I mean, what do you do? Just bale it into a ball?
We used to do the 50-pound bales, which are the square bales. So we would go pick them up. We'd be in the back of the pickup truck and pick them up after they were baled after he baled them, and we'd pick them up and take them to the barn and stack them up.
Boy, that had to be heavy. Did you need both of you?
No, 50-pound bales when you're a young kid's not that heavy. I mean, when you're just young and your back got a good back.
Boy, gentleman's farm sounds like a lot of work to me. So we moved from the gentleman's farm to a guy who was not such a gentleman, Packers wide receiver Trevor Davis. Paulie J., did you hear this? He was arrested for making a bomb joke at the L.A. airport. So this is what happened. He was, apparently, he was going to Hawaii. He was with a woman. They were checking in at the Hawaiian Airlines ticket counter on Sunday morning when the ticket agent asked them if they had a list of unapproved items like aerosols, knives, or explosives. That's a standard thing that they do. You and I have done it when we've gone to Hawaii. So he turned to his friend, his companion, and asked and made a statement basically saying, yeah, did you pack the explosives? So airport cops were alerted, and he was arrested on misdemeanor charge of making a bomb threat, then booked in an L.A. jail shortly after noon on Sunday, released within an hour, $15,000 bail. He's going to appear in court May 3rd. The Packers, of course, were alerted to it. They say they're gathering more information about it. I mean, more about Davis. He's a fifth-round draft pick out of Cal in 2016. He played all the games last season. He caught like 24 passes, so he's definitely part of their offense. Do you think that's fair, first of all, that they arrested him for making this smart-alecky remark?
Well, I mean, I guess we would think he would know better than to do that. So I really can't explain why he would do that with as serious as, you know, people are now about that, about terrorism, why he would even do that aloud. So, yeah, I mean, I guess they have to do what they have to do.
All right, so you think he should have been arrested because that's the rules. So you and I have traveled a bunch, and one of the times we went to Vegas, because there were lots of people making jokes, they had a funny film that they were running as you were in line to go through the TSA checkpoint that said, you think it's so funny to make jokes, and they were making jokes, don't do this when you go through. And it is pretty, they do make it pretty obvious that you think you're the funny person on a Netflix stand-up show, and you're going to end up getting cuffed. So they really depends on the place, but they're not fooling around with that, are they?
No, sir.
Okay. So we're going to agree to that one. I mean, you just can't do it, whether you think it's stupid or not, because I have ideas about the TSA myself. I mean, they're looking for people on the back of pizza boxes in Washington, D.C. There's a problem with some of the hires that they make, I think. But they're not going to pay the big money you have to pay to get ex-detectives or whatever. And there's too many airport entrances, so there's a problem. We're going to constantly have this war about the whole TSA and how it's handled. How about this, though? Virginia. In Virginia, they're sick of slow drivers. Does that annoy anyone out there listening to this show? You know, people always talk about people that drive too fast. What are the people that drive too slow? In Virginia, if you're in the left lane and you're driving slow, since last July, they started issuing $100 tickets for driving too slow in the left lane or doing a similar violation, staying in the right lane except when passing. So slow driving was technically illegal but didn't get any penalties. They've raked in more than $1 million in fines. 1,000 more tickets in the pipeline. People are driving slow in Virginia.
Pokies.
But I think it's good that they're fining people because this is causing accidents and problems. I think you should be fined for slow driving. What do you think?
We got to find ways to raise money, people.
So here's the thing. I mean, seriously, they are making money on this. The problem is they're worried about you're going to need extra police. In other states, they're talking about it. But would you need extra police to pull over drivers if now you're starting to really, other states are fining slow drivers?
I found that California was pretty bad when I lived there. There would be a lot of people with ladies in big Mercedes that would just drive.
Blame the lady.
55 in the fast lane when you're trying to go from San Diego to L.A. and it was just they wouldn't move for anything.
I love how you blame the ladies. This is how we're going to end this thing.
Yes.
Blaming the ladies. Like no guys are driving slow. No older guys are driving.
Hey, I'm no Tony Robbins.
Referring to Tony Robbins getting in trouble for his Me Too comment. What did he say about that? What was it that he said?
Some lady asked him. I don't know the whole thing, so I'm not going to like put it out there. So you can look it up on the news. There's a video of it.
There's a video of it about that. Well, he apologized for saying women use hashtag Me Too to gain. What he said was, because it was on the New York Times today, it was in there was a special article about it, where he suggested last month that women were using the Me Too movement to try to get significance and certainty by attacking and destroying someone else. But this exploded, this comment exploded all over the place, and you know, basically what they were saying is we've had a hard enough time trying to shift the narrative about what this movement really is, and he stands in front of thousands of his followers and completely represents the Me Too movement. That's what a couple of people said, and specifically one, Taryn Burke, saying that, you know, that's a bad thing. So he apologized and realized what the blunder was, I think.
Yep, big boo-boo.
All right, thanks, Pauly.
You're welcome. Drive fast in the fast lane, ladies.
Ugh, brutal.
If you locate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.